As you well know, nearly 15 million Americans are out of work right now. And with the unemployment rate holding steady at 9.6%, people looking for jobs have little to shake them out of the post-recession blues. But a new report from Money Magazine offers an encouraging look at our future with a list of the industries expected to grow most and offer more high-paying jobs in the next decade. I'm joined by Amanda Gengler. She's a reporter for Money Magazine. Amanda, I wanted to make sure I got your name right. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. So it's interesting because you have a lot of people, particularly in the Midwest, for example, where folks have worked in the auto industry or different industries for such a long time, and those industries are struggling, and they want to know, what can I do next? And you guys took a look at some of these top industries.
Sure. So some of the industries are going to rebound faster than others in this recovery. So this year's list of best jobs draws from specifically the six fastest growing industries. So basically what they are is the fastest growing jobs in the fastest growing industries.
So things that you can start training for now in hopes of landing something really good in the future. This is the list. You've got software architect. What is a software architect? That's number one on the list.
Sure. So architects design buildings, right. And software architects are going to create the blueprints then that software engineers follow. And they, you know, tech is becoming increasingly complex. So they're in very high demand right now. And a lot of programming jobs are being shipped overseas.
But now, software architects. Is this something you would recommend to a college student, someone going into school right now? Or if you're 45 and out of work, you can now train to be a software architect?
So all of the jobs we chose this year, they require a bachelor's degree. They're professional jobs. But they're not going to require you to invest 10 more years of education, get a PhD, take a lot of courses. No. If you have background in the area, then go for it.
I want to go through the list. Physician's assistant, management consultant, physical therapist. Going back to physician's assistant, number two on the list, what is that? What do you do if you're a physician's assistant?
Well, physician's assistants say they love their job because they get to interact with patients and do some of the medicine that doctors do. Mm-hmm. That said, they don't have to go to school for nearly as long. They usually don't have the crazy on-call hours that doctors have. So they're in really high demand right now, particularly as, you know, we need more doctors. The American population is aging.
And when you say best job, is that just about money?
Yes.
Or is that about the longevity of the job?
Maybe? Good thinking. Well, we actually worked with a company called PayScale, and they surveyed 40,000 workers to rate these jobs on quality of life factors, flexibility, stress levels, because you do want to take all of those into account.
And we're out of time, but I wanted to get to this one. The top or best paying job, number one, anesthesiologist.
That will require a lot of schooling.
$290,000. Wow.
Yes.
That's interesting. All right. Well, you can see more of the list, Money Magazine, to get more information on these industries, why they are growing, and why perhaps you should turn your attention to some of these jobs. Great to see you. Thank you, Amanda.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。